Hello, hello, hello. Good evening. Happy Tuesday. How is everybody this fine Tuesday? And first of all, let me thank you all for tuning in again for my podcast. You're listening to CO's Entry, where I upload an episode every Sunday and Tuesday. And since today is Tuesday, here is yet another episode of CO's Entry. Guys, today is my mother's birthday. She had to work today. I was off. That's backwards. But she's like, you know, I guess she doesn't really put that much importance on her birthday anymore. I guess that's how it is when you get older. I'm already there. I'm only 26. But I don't really put that much importance on my birthday either. If anything, I take off work, though. I do take off work for my birthday. I don't like to do any work on my birthday. I like to just be left alone and do whatever I want to do and just relax. And that's it. I never really cared much about a party. I'm not into, like, that type of thing for, like, my birthday. I don't care about having a big celebration, bringing a lot of people. Don't want that. That's definitely what I don't want. I need my peace and quiet. But yeah, today's my mother's birthday. I got her some things. I bought her some stuff from like the store I work at, because it's funny, my mom is like one of those people where you ask her if she wants something, she'll say no, but she still wants something. She just like doesn't care. She'll like act like she doesn't care, and then the day of, she'll like still expect stuff, and then she normally gets stuff anyways because people care about her and want to give her like things because of the occasion. So I of course didn't take the bait and just not get her anything. So yeah, I got her something. It wasn't anything like super big or serious or expensive. It was like some self-care, like some face masks, some like makeup wipes, reusable makeup wipes, sleep mask, some facial cleanser, lotion, cupcakes, card, some slippers, you know, like just the pampering self-care stuff. I just thought every woman needs that, or every woman would appreciate that. Like every woman that cares about taking care of herself, including myself, appreciate anything like that. That little setup, the slippers, the skincare products, stuff like that. You can never go wrong with the pampering products and the beauty aisle. You can never go wrong with the beauty aisle. It's really easy to shop for women. It's easy to shop for men and women, to be honest with you. Men, you just have to understand their hobbies and their interests. Women, you just have to understand that that they pretty much like to do things that, you know, involve being a woman, and they like things that are going to make their life easier. I think women just like things that are going to make their life easier and that are useful to them. And men also, but like in different ways, I guess. But I think that men and women both like to do things like take care of their skin, their hair. So, you know what? Let's just say it's easy to shop for people in general. I think it's easy to shop for people in general. I think it's a thought that counts, but I like things that are practical and cute. I keep things practical and or cute. And a lot of the things that I buy for people, they have a theme to them. Like I got my friend a Valentine, because I asked him to be my Valentine this year. And I got him some things that I thought went with his lifestyle or like kind of like went with some of his interests. So he had a feeling he liked Pokemon, so I got him like a Pikachu, and I got him some stuff for his hair and some stuff to like for self-care, because I feel like I just had a feeling he had a hard time like relaxing. I don't know if he's even gonna use that, but like it was like some face masks, because I feel like men don't do that, but like why not? Like you should take care of your yourself and relax. So I just like did that just as a, you know, a gateway towards him pampering himself more and like taking some time to pamper himself. And like hopefully he uses it and doesn't give it to his mom. But yeah, I think that you just have to figure out the things that people like or the things that people can use. And you have a gift. I'm a very great gift giver because I remember information. So if someone tells me that they are interested in doing something like taking up fishing or interested in some hobby, I would get them things that have to do with that. Or if someone tells me that they are a painter, like they already have a hobby and it's painting, I'm like, okay, I will get you some paintbrushes, some paint, some canvases. It's very easy to shop for people that have hobbies because they have already established what they like, and you can just get them things that they're going to probably most likely run out of, and they're going to be happy with that because now they don't have to buy more of those things. So yeah, people that have hobbies, they're so easy to shop for. You just have to figure out what those hobbies are, and like asking them is very easy, and they'll tell you a boatload of information about what they like and what they do and what their lifestyle is like. But yeah, even people don't have hobbies, like I'm not really one that has hobbies. Like oddly enough, this is one of my hobbies, and I just got back into like filming my self-talk. I can't even really call myself like a real podcast person because I just started back doing this and it's not like professional or anything. And I don't have any real equipment besides my iPhone. So I can just say, but yeah, I do have a podcast. It is a hobby of mine, whatever. I feel like what I said was stupid. I don't think everyone that has a podcast is like a professional podcaster. But I guess what I'm trying to say, like, I haven't been serious about this for a long time enough to say, like, I do this, you know? But I'm doing this now. So, like, for now, this is one of my hobbies. And I wanted to take up some more hobbies. I just need the energy to do it and the discipline and willpower to get out of my bed. But like on a serious note, I should really take up cleaning my room and cleaning in general and being more tidy. That should be a hobby. I feel like I can get into that. I can start going to the store and buying cleaning agents and cleaning sprays and stuff. And then, you know, we gotta start small. I was watching a YouTuber that I think she resides in Nigeria. She was like filming a day in her life. I was so intrigued. I was so tuned in. Watching somebody's day in their life in Nigeria, and she had like the cute music in the background, I was so invested. I binge watched all her videos and I got really upset because I realized I had watched all of them and I lived for them. Like for the days that I watched them, I lived for them. I went back and rewatched like I think another one because I realized they were all like watched already and she hasn't made any new ones. She needs to make some more because like I'm like her biggest fan now. I don't know, I don't even know her real name, but she's like, you know, she is amazing at making videos in Nigeria. Because I was like, I was watching the videos. They're very interesting. I was just watching her eat all this food. Like, she was like mixing stuff in bowls and making these interesting little dishes and quick meals and simple meals. And she was buying soda. I don't know, when I see black people eating McDonald's or drinking soda, or eating like simple foods that in my mind, like I thought were like not good for you, I'd be like, wow, you're living your best life. Like you don't care and your skin is not bad and you look like you're good. I'm just like, whoa, I want to be that type of black girl. I want to be that black girl that can just drink some soda and like go get some chicken nuggets and like not care and just like eat regular food without having to worrying about like if it's healthy and like looking at the ingredients and stuff. Like I want to be that person that be buying like Sunny D and Kool-Aid, and because I'm like, y'all are not stressing over nothing. Like, you don't care about the colors in that juice. You don't care about, like, the realness of that chicken, that chicken nugget. Y'all don't even care for real. Some people care, but I'm talking about Black folks that just buy, like, just food and don't even think about nothing. They just not worried about nothing. You know, it's just like, I want to get like that because I already quit my diet. Man, and I was talking about it. I was like, yo, I think the biggest killer is stress. I kind of do, though. Like, I may think seed oils are bad for you. I may think that, you know, a lot of food is unhealthy and that I shouldn't be consuming, but stressing about it might kill me, like, sooner, for all I know. Like, stressing about anything might kill me way quicker than the actual thing I'm stressing about. And I feel like I just said a word, so let me mic drop. Bam. But, like, for real, I feel like maybe we need to enjoy life more without worrying about the things that are going to kill us. Because, like, we don't know. And this is kind of stupid to say, but I really could just get, like, hit by a bus tomorrow, right? And then the last thing on my mind is going to be like, oh, there was canola oil in them fries. Damn. Like, you know, that's going to be the furthest thing from my mind. Because I'm going to be dead. I'm not going to be thinking about them little seed oils and them french fries. Like, bro. Man. I wrote in my little journal. I found one of my many journals and I was writing in it last night. I think I told myself to be a better person. So, like, when I write in my journal, I write a letter to myself to, like, look back and, like, read for advice. So I wrote a little letter to myself for advice, just, like, basically saying, what did I say? Yeah, I want to hear what I wrote. It's not, like, private or anything. It's not a diary. Let me see if I can find it. Where did I put it up? Eater. Oh, here it is. So, I'm looking for the page. Okay, so I dated my journal entry. Because, like, they know this is the whole concept of my podcast, right? CEO's entry. I'm basically talking to you all as if I was writing in a journal, in case I didn't explain this before. So that's why everything is impromptu. It's basically like I'm got the pen in my hand, the paper is in front of me, and I'm just writing, just going to town. But I wrote, this was actually, like, early this morning, because I'm always be up till, like, 1 o'clock in the morning. But I wrote, Dear Siomara, you worry too much about the wrong things too late. You know you cannot do anything to fix your problems, yet you allow yourself to be caught up in the madness, and you need to stop now. Also, maybe learn cursive so that your letters can look pretty and uniform. You should also try to be nicer to people, even if you are annoyed or tired, because people are not responsible for your discomfort. The end. And then I, like, put, I don't know why, but I put pick a color to describe your mood for the day / the moment, and I pick blue. I don't know, because sometimes I feel like you can feel like a color, if that makes any sense. But I don't know, I feel like I just picked blue because it was just there. I had some markers, and I just, like, drew a little square and I filled it in with blue. I'm like, maybe I do feel like blue. Because I don't know, sometimes I just feel, and, like, blue is associated with sad, but, like, I didn't even choose blue because I was sad. I just picked blue because I like the shade of blue of, like, the marker. Like, I thought it was a nice blue for the marker. I was like, okay, this is cute. Like, it's not a baby, it's like a turquoise, something like that, like a turquoise. It's a nice shade of blue. And I don't think I associate any particular color with, like, well, I guess I do. I don't know. damn, like, sometimes I feel sad and I don't think of the color blue, you know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't think I associate a color with, like, sadness. Or maybe I do. Who knows? I'm gonna shut up. But I just added that. I'm like, let me start picking a color to describe how I feel. That makes no sense. Maybe there's psychology behind it and I'm like onto something, but maybe not. I might just be stupid. But I did that. That was my journal entry. I thought it was some pretty decent advice, you know, especially coming from myself, you know, mine truly. It's raining outside, guys. I've been sleepy all day because I'm gonna blame the rain, but it probably isn't because of the rain, because I'd be sleepy all the time. The rain didn't help. The rain did not help. I didn't take any vitamins today. I had waffles, and then I had a whole entire bowl of mac and cheese and 2 pieces of chicken, decent-sized pieces of chicken. I think they were chicken thighs. They're very good. Very, very, very good. That was a lot of mac and cheese. That was an entire box of mac and cheese. It was actually vegan mac and cheese, but I added milk and cheese to it, so it wasn't vegan mac and cheese after I was done making it. But it was okay. It would have been better if I had made it like from scratch, because the sauce would have really coated the noodles better. But it was alright, you know? So I ate for box mac and cheese. I made a Twitter post about a movie with Zendaya and Denzel's son. It was like this little, it was filmed kind of like a play. I don't think it wasn't a play, but like it was like in black and white. Was it black and white? I'm pretty sure they filmed it in black and white. But it was a film with Zendaya and Denzel's son. I forget what it's called. But anyways, in this film, Zendaya is making mac and cheese for Denzel's son, right? I'm saying Denzel's son because I don't know his name. But yeah, she's making him mac and cheese. And I was like, dang, that would hit right now. So out of everything in that film, all I took away from that was, dang, I want some box mac and cheese. And I had some box mac and cheese in the pantry, and it reminded me of that movie. And I was like, dang, that was the main takeaway I got from that movie. Like, all she did in that movie was make me want some box mac and cheese. I swear. Because that's like, you know how people think of Castaway and they think of things like coconuts or like Wilson? Like, that film, to me, I would just, out of everything, I would remember the freaking mac and cheese. Which is so stupid. But hey, that just goes to show where my priorities are at. A meal. Because I'm like, y'all gonna argue this whole film, at least eat some mac and cheese. At least eat some food. Because I ain't gonna be hungry. I ain't gonna be hungry and arguing with you. I'm so stupid. Oh my god. You know what would be so crazy? What if I went vegan? What if I try to go vegan again? What if I try to go vegan again, guys? That would be insane. That would be insane. I don't think I'd have a good time, because I'm really enjoying chicken these days. And like, I just feel like I have so much food freedom right now. You know what I'm going to start doing though? Because now that I'm off my diet, I think, because I have been missing like the vegetarian foods and the vegetarian sections at the grocery stores. I've been missing that section because I used to frequent that section, and I felt so, I can't describe how I felt, but I just felt so special, because I'm like, I have a section I go to when I buy my food, and everyone else has like, everyone else can just go everywhere, but like, this is my special section, and my stuff has to be labeled the right way for me to eat it, because it has to be like, it has to be vegetarian. I think vegetarian sounds better to me than vegan, but I kind of miss it. Like, I've been listening to like a lot of these health gurus that are against veganism, vegetarianism, but I'm like, I get it, because like I've read what they had to say in their little posts, and I've listened to them speak in like little interviews and whatever, and on podcasts. I listened to their perspectives on the matter, on food and what's considered real protein and bioavailability of nutrients. Everything they're saying makes perfect sense to me, but I was having a really good time when I was vegetarian. I was having a very good time. I really felt pretty happy, like a lot of the time, about my decision. I forget why I quit. Oh, I remember Thanksgiving, because I went to my sister's house and I was unprepared. I didn't bring my vegetarian meals to her home. So I was unprepared. And all that was there. Now, I could have just eaten the sides. I could have, you know what's crazy? I had every opportunity to like stick to my guns and like just eat the vegetarian options. Because they have a salad. There was like a mixed green salad. I didn't want that. I did not want that. And I think they had some like rice. I didn't want anything else. Everything else did not look appetizing to me. I didn't want no greens. I didn't want no rice. So I ate the chicken and like fish and stuff. And I think the mashed potatoes. But like, yeah, I didn't want the sides. I wanted the chicken. I wanted the meat. So that's what I got. And it was very good. And when I went home, there was more meat. There was lamb. There were oxtails. Okay, they were like all types of like deliciousness. So like I gave in and I was like, never mind. I just said never mind. But guys, oh my gosh, every time I pass the vegetarian section when I go to the store, I get really sad because I'm like, this used to be my section. And like now I'm like eating like different food, like I'm eating the regular omnivore food again. It's like, dang, I'm so far away from this old me that I just was within like the last 4 months, 5 months. I don't know. It was like before. It was literally the day before Thanksgiving I was vegetarian. Isn't that crazy? Is that not insane? My goodness. But yeah, guys. Every time I tell people that, they just laugh. Because they'll be like, when did you quit? I'm like, the day. I'm like, Thanksgiving Day. That is so funny to me. My goodness. But like, yes, guys. Yes, I have like completely done a 180. I'm always doing 180s. I'm always doing a 180. It's insane. At this point, you can really say I'm doing a 360 because I always just end up right back where I started. Like that makes more sense, because doing 180 means going the opposite, but if you go right back, I guess you did another 180, but I don't know. It's a continuum of like a cycle of vegan, vegetarian, omnivore, carnivore, vegan, vegetarian. It's like I'm going in a cycle of diet hopping. I can tell you right now, I'm not sick of it. It's gonna happen again. My diet's going to change again. But you know what, guys? I think I just really want to just be limitless. I think I just really want to be limitless and eat what I feel. Because I'm not going to lie, there are some vegetarian foods that I do enjoy. Like, it's made with the fake meat. But you know what? I think when people say fake meat, I think other people, they, in their minds, they're like... When people say things like fake meat, in my mind I'm like Play-Doh or like fake ingredients.
But I know that's not what it, I know it's called fake meat because it's not from an animal. But I understand that it can be, food can be anything that is, you know, edible. So it can be a fake meat, but it's made from obviously real ingredients that come together to mimic the taste and pleasure of meat. That's just all it is. But some of the vegetarian products, like they got this Morningstar corn dogs. They are delicious, and I would probably eat one right now if I had one. You know, like there's some stuff, like they got this ravioli, this vegan ravioli that's actually pretty good. Some of the stuff is pretty good, but I don't know. My mindset is constantly changing on food and like what's good for me and like what's gonna nourish my body and whatnot. And I feel like I've been nourishing my body, but I've still been very fatigued, so I don't know what is a good I don't know where like a good place to stop at would be for me. Like I don't know where I need to be right now as far as dieting, what foods work best. I do feel like I do best when I eat a lot of protein. I'm learning more about the quality of my protein. I think that the quality matters. And from what I've been learning recently, animal protein is much better absorbed in your body than plant protein, and plant protein is not as sufficient. But that's the literature that I've been exposing myself to. I feel like whatever you expose yourself to is what you're going to ultimately believe. And obviously people within the plant-based community, they are still alive and are consuming their required amounts of protein that they need for their body. I guess they're getting the nutrients, you know, their way. I think that's interesting, like how people can kind of just change the literature around to like meet their beliefs and to back up their own beliefs. I think that is very confusing because I'm like, how are you going to say this is not protein and like this person is vegetarian and they're eating these like beans and stuff and all these legumes, and if they weren't eating adequate protein, like then what are they eating? And how are they still surviving and building like muscle? Or I don't know. And there's always like a reason why they'll say like, oh, it's because they haven't, you know, been for that long. And I'm like, okay, I don't know. I feel like meat tastes great and it doesn't make me feel bad. But I feel like no one food has ever really made me feel bad. You know, like just because a steak and eggs feels great in the morning doesn't mean like this morning I had some blueberry waffles, and that was like straight. So I don't know. I had some tea and then I had some blueberry waffles. So I don't know. I feel like literally different strokes for different folks, because everyone doesn't have the capacity to eat the same way. Everyone's body does not function the same way on different foods. I understand the whole idea of like excluding things from our diet that aren't serving us, but I feel like, how do you know what serves other people? Like you can't really say something doesn't serve a person when you are not that person. Like some people thrive on coffee and others don't, because it gives them jitters and makes them anxious. Like I'm probably one of those people that probably should like cool it on the coffee. I don't have it every morning, but on mornings that I do feel like a little out of control, because I do feel like a little on the edge. I feel a little on edge. I do. I feel a little uneasy. I think it's the caffeine. And that's probably why I prefer tea. I prefer tea. Tea has caffeine, but it's a lot less than coffee. So it tends to be the right, my sweet spot. Tends to be at my sweet spot. Herbal tea calms me down. Caffeinated tea gives me the right amount of caffeine. And then coffee gives me that extra boost when I'm just really sleepy and I need to pick me up. But I think I just need to consume less coffee and smaller portions, and perhaps drink water before I drink the coffee. Because whenever I drink water before the coffee, I'm actually okay. But if I drink just the coffee, that's when I'm not okay. And I can't do orange juice and coffee. I got that from the movies when people used to read the paper at the kitchen table. And they had their breakfast and they had their cup of coffee and they had their glass of orange juice next to the coffee. I never knew how they were able to consume all that together, but I just thought it was a good idea. And it's not. It doesn't go down well, and I'm not going to do it again. So it just looks like a complete meal. Like, you got your breakfast, you know, you got your toast, your bacon, your eggs, your glass of orange juice, and your coffee. So I'm like, okay, this is a nice little breakfast spread. But like, no, I don't think you're supposed to consume the coffee and the orange juice together. Or maybe there's a method to that madness. Maybe it's just for you to have options. Maybe they just assume you're not going to drink all of each beverage. I don't know. I just feel like people have like presented things like together that probably don't go together. I wonder how many people's stomachs have been messed up because they decided to drink coffee and orange juice. Like, drink coffee followed by orange juice, or like vice versa. I feel like it's just always messed with my stomach. And then coffee's great because after you drink it, you gotta go to the bathroom. You know, it's like, it's a natural laxative. And it smells good. And some people don't like the smell of coffee, but I don't understand why, because I think it smells really good. Guys, I'm really sad about Wendy Williams. I don't know why people don't like Wendy Williams. I was watching her show on Hulu, and they weren't talking about her current condition, but they did mention, like, when she was on her show and she fell, when she was wearing the green, little green costume and she fell. That was insane. Yeah, they just mentioned, like, her leaving her husband. Her husband just did her dirty, and how she started in the industry of entertainment, and just, you know, all the stuff that she went through. She mentioned some really crazy things, and I never disliked her. That's the thing. I never disliked her. I always thought she was hilarious. I always thought people that got on her show knew what they were getting into. If you go on a talk show, you're not going to be talked about, and you're not going to be asked questions. So why get upset and why get angry when you're the one that's in the entertainment business? If you sign up to be an entertainer in any way, you cannot get angry when people talk about you, because you're exposing yourself. If you're just a regular person like me, you never get talked about. So I don't understand why people are so pressed over how she operates in the entertainment business, like talking about people, gossiping. Like, yeah, that's gonna happen, because like, if you're in the tabloids, if you're making news, if you're doing stuff that is like exposed to the public, like, you're gonna be found out about, you're gonna be talked about, because like, that's literally a part of, that's a job. Like, it's literally a job. It's a niche. Like, people are working in this particular business where they talk about people, because that's literally what their job is to do. If you have a talk show, if you have a radio show, you're going to be talking about other people in your radio show, because it's all about gossiping and entertaining so that people can stay tuned in. And I understand, like, people think it's messy what she does or what she was doing by like just saying things about celebrities and bringing up things that weren't her business. But I'm like, as an entertainer, a lot of things are kind of like made other people's business. But I understand some things maybe you don't want to be anyone's business. I think there are certain things that maybe you don't want to get out. And I guess that if it gets out, you're pretty upset about that. But I don't know. I just feel like I don't think she ever meant any harm. I think that she's just always seemed like a very fun, entertaining person. And that's her job. That's literally what she's paid to do. And that's what her career is all about. So it's like, she's a good job. She had a nice run. I hope she gets better. That's like an insane condition I never heard of before. Like, her eyes are bulging out her head. It's crazy. It's really sad. And like, apparently people were saying that it was karma. That's messed up to say. Like, someone is literally like dying, like their health is going down the freaking drain, and you have the nerve to say that it's karma? Like, are you crazy? Now, like, karma is coming back to you now, like, for even thinking that, because that's like crazy to say. Like, I wouldn't wish death on anybody, especially not Wendy Williams. Like, come on. I don't think she's ever been a threat in that way to anybody. I would never say that she was super problematic. I think that she just did her job and people are just too sensitive. I think that's their fault for becoming, you know, famous. If you're famous, your name is going to be in somebody's mouth, more than likely, especially if you're popular, because that's what makes money. People like to talk about other people. They like to make fun of other people. They like to be nosy. People are just nosy. And if enough nosy people are listening in, you are probably going to like try to make some money, or you're probably going to want to talk about, you know, some things that may have not been like intended to be let out. But I mean, hey, if it's information that can be spread, you're probably, and that's your job to spread it, you're going to spread it. Because people just, they like to tune into that kind of stuff. I don't think you're going to find that big of an audience of people that just don't like to talk about other people or hear about what other people are doing in their lives. And because, like, people be bored, so they want to know what's going on in some random celebrity's life, because they don't have anything going on in their lives. So obviously they want to hear all of the dirt. They want to hear all the gossip, because come on, why do you think people buy magazines? I don't think people buy magazines that much anymore, but this is the culture that we live in. Like, I'm a part of it. I don't be gossiping really about people. I just feel like if someone tells me something about someone, I'm going to listen. I'm going to be entertained. But I can also keep secrets. So if someone told me not to tell somebody or not to tell anyone some information, I'm good at keeping that secret. Like, I can keep secrets. So I don't gossip about other people, but I listen to gossip about other people that other people tell me. And if they tell me not to spread it, I'll just, like, keep it to myself. Does that make sense? So I'm not really messy. I'm not messy. But other people are messy, and I just, like, let them cook. Like, guys, I'm going to end this podcast here because I'm like, what am I talking about? Wendy Williams, please get better soon, lady. Feel better soon. Happy birthday to my mother. My mother. I'm not going to tell you how old she is. She's like young. She'll be young forever. Yeah. But yes, guys, have a great rest of your Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. Happy Taco Tuesday. Did you get tacos? You should have got tacos because it's Tuesday. And yeah, let's hope and pray we get like more people out there that are like Wendy Williams, though, on a serious note, that just aren't afraid to like go for the jugular and like talk about whatever is hot and whatever is a topic, because that shit is entertaining, and that is entertainment. That is true entertainment. I think people are too scary to like say what's on everybody's mind, and I don't think that's like the opposite of what Wendy Williams has always been. It's scary to say what's on her mind and to just talk about whatever's going on and whatever is interesting and engaging and just put it out there and without a care in the world. Like, that was probably the part people didn't like. The lack of, like, I guess, regard that they didn't think she had for other people's feelings. But, like, you can't be too sensitive in the entertainment business. You can't be. You gotta have some thick skin. And she had some thick skin. So I'm gonna like go now. Like this podcast is like over. I mean, this episode is over. But thank you for tuning in. I will be uploading an episode on CEO's entry on Sundays and Tuesdays. Stay tuned for more shenanigans. All right. Bye.